But ladies and gentlemen, you know, it, one thing we can say about the Biden administration is a very, very interesting administration to cover. I thought that when Donald Trump got out of office, we weren't going to have no twists and turns. It was going to be just kind of boring again politically. But oh, no. I mean, we have been seeing just definitely some outright, you know, craziness and disrespect, highly, highly disrespect toward the black delegation. Now, there was a headline that came out, and, you know, I had originally saw that. I say, what? You know, so I went to look at it. I even retweeted it on my Twitter. If you're not following us on Twitter, I don't know why. It's free. It don't take you but a second to press the follow button. We always put the pinned comment with all our social medias there. Take the time and just click every last one of them, hit follow and et cetera, you know, and you'll be glad that you did. So when I originally saw that, I was like, hold on, y'all going to hand out some crack pipes? Crack pipes? I said, no. That can't be right. This got to be some fake news. This got to be a joke. But oh, no, this wasn't a joke. This wasn't any kind of fake news. So let's really get into it. So Biden's Health and Human Services Department is finalizing funding to dole out crack pipes to drug addicts as part of his harm reduction plan. It's a $30 million grant program, which accepted applications till Monday and will be doling out money in May, intends to provide funds to nonprofits and local governments to make drug use safer to advance racial equity. See, if they wouldn't have put the racial equity part in there, then I wouldn't have said probably too much about it. I would have talked about it, but not in the way I'm about to talk about it now. When you say racial equity, I know what that means. That's something they always say in relation to black people. Okay. Now, some people say, well, you know, do any black people still use that? Yeah, some black people still use that. And let me tell you something else that's even worse than what's going on now for what, of course, you know, we're hearing what's happening on the streets. That same particular drug isn't like it was back in the 80s when we had the crack epidemic. Now it's being laced with fentanyl, which is something that just kills people. So, so some things we can go down that rabbit hole, but we'll save that for another day. Now, they said included in the grant money is to purchase a safe smoking kit / supply. Say a spokesperson for HHS said that included in these kits could be pipes for users to smoke substances like crack cocaine, crystal meth, and any illicit substance. So it's saying the pipes could be used for any of those particular illegal. I want to make sure to put that again, illegal drugs. Now, see, HHS said the kits will serve to limit the risk of infection. Typically, users smoke out of glass pipes, which can lead to cuts and sores that become infected with diseases like hepatitis C. Now, see, handing out pipes is also intended to prompt users to smoke rather than inject themselves with some substances like meth, as injection is far riskier. Now, applicants for the program get priority if they serve underserved communities such as Black Americans or Native Americans or LGBT people. Okay? So that when they say underserved communities, that's what they mean. They mean non-white people. I would say, I mean, we are the truly non-white people. Everybody else got the different classifications, and some of them are finessed as white too. I mean, but they'll tell you all day they're not white. Now, LGBT, that doesn't mean black. That means white too, okay? So it said the crack cocaine epidemic started in the 80s, disproportionately ravaged the black community, and we know that that was planted into black communities by the CIA. It's all on the, even documentaries would tell you that. That was done on purpose to harm our community, because you have to remember, prior to the crack epidemic, if you really want to get down, I know we talk about, you know, the welfare, we talk about, oh, you know, dads couldn't be in the homes. That kind of started some things with the atomic bomb in the black community that really busted up the black family and sent us into this single parent, you know, epidemic that we have and no dads around. And it's when Biden had that crime bill. Okay, which just came up in 94, and black people was all on this crack. It was bad. It was bad. I grew up in the 80s, so I know about it. I was a kid. I seen people steal from their own mama, you know, seeing people just go from being great, productive people, just to being just strung out on the street. It was even worse when you see in Fellas, you know what I'm talking about. When you see a woman that was highly attractive and all of a sudden, it's, you know, in the neighborhood or something like that, and she got on that mess just took her down, and just, oh man, it was just horrible seeing this sort of thing. People dying, you know, drug dealing, all kind of things. And these people put this in our communities. Because remember, we don't have no planes to fly nothing in from Colombia or nothing else. You know, you got to remember the time of Pablo Escobar and all that situation, Griselda Blanco and all those people, right? They brought all that mess to the black communities. You know what I'm saying? And then if you listen to a lot of the brothers and what they talked about back in the day when they first brought it in there, they learned their own way how to start cooking the stuff, right? They said at first they were selling it. They weren't even stopping them from selling it. They were letting them people sell and get high and all kind of things they were letting them do back in that time period during the crack epidemic. Then it got so bad, you know, because, hey, people, turf, crime, X, Y, Z, you know, you listen to people like Free Ray, Rick Ross, you know, that brother. You just listen to what they say, how it was back in the day. But the ripple effect was when Biden put in that crime bill. Well, he authored the crime bill. Bill Clinton signed the crime bill. They immediately targeted black people. It wasn't none of this, oh, well, it's a health crisis. No, that's a crisis they created. Now, why did they create that particular crisis? It's because the nucleus of black people, or the nucleus of anybody, let me just not say black people, it's the nuclear family. And that crack epidemic was the atomic bomb that really damaged the black nuclear family in America. Now, when we have this conversation about our brothers and sisters that come from the African continent and the Caribbean, you know, a place like that, their families were never targeted like our families have been targeted. I'm not saying Caribbean people didn't go through the crack epidemic because some of them were already here, and I'm not saying they didn't. But I'm saying is when it comes to talking about destroying the black family, they did that to black Americans. And that's really the biggest issue that we have is a lack of the proper family structure. You know, the black family is still kind of holding on, but it isn't as strong. Let's say it's like African families are, or different families that come from the Caribbean. You know what I'm saying? Like the COINTELPRO, all of that. And then after, you know, you kill off the leaders, you do all that, get them out of the way. All right. Due to the crack epidemic, you know what I'm saying? Do all this mess. Then they come in with the culture aspect, you know, the right around the time, the rise of it's not even hip hop, but let's say bringing in the gangster music of hip hop, right? Bring all that mess in, which, you know, all this is tied in, right? We tied into this, you know, thing that Biden wants to talk about. We're talking about a little history. Bring all this mess in, make hip hop degenerate music. That was a plan too, to get people in jail, constantly taking out the black men out the homes. There are people right now that's in jail still from the time of the crack epidemic. And this man right here who authored the 1994 crime bill wants to sit up here and make sure people can have pipes. Are you serious? Well, you know what? If everybody can have pipes, no problem. Let everybody out of jail today that's in jail from back in the day has something to do with that. Okay. And to me, I just personally think that's a setup. I think personally it's a setup because let's call it what it is. Those drugs that you're going to use to smoke is illegal. It is completely illegal. So you're going to give a drug addict a pipe, right? For free. You know, as a grant program to these nonprofits, that 9 times out of 10, those nonprofits has nothing to do with black folks. I promise you that, because we're not involved in using those things. So you're giving, you know, people with a nonprofit, you know, a bag, right, to start distributing this in May for something that's illegal. And I'm just shaking my head about that. But is this what the black community voted for? Because last time I checked, that's not what the black community voted for. I mean, the main thing they voted for was basically a protection bill, which is a George Floyd bill, because if you end the qualified immunity, you know, get rid of the chokeholds. I mean, rein in these race soldiers. That would be put a possibly a protection bill for black people. They did not do that bill whatsoever. He's doing everything else but protecting black people. But he had no problem protecting the Asian community. He's up here, you know, making sure the LGBT community is good. There's another thing that just came out, which we probably will cover tomorrow, how he's been giving lots of money in monthly payments to the LGBT community. A lot of you don't even know about. I mean, it just came out, but I wanted to cover this today. We'll get to that tomorrow. So this grant program, they said that other harm reduction supplies that could be purchased with the grant money included testing equipment for STDs, overdose reversal medication, lockboxes, syringes, and substance test kits. They said the grant program lasts 3 years and includes 25 awards for up to $400,000. It said it is against the law to sell or distribute drug paraphernalia such as pipes unless authorized by the state, local, or federal law. There was an estimated over 100,000 drug overdose deaths in a 12-month period ending in April 2021, according to the CDC, a 28.5% increase from just a year prior. So 3/4 of those deaths involved opioids, which has nothing to do with black people, many of them being synthetic opioids such as meth or fentanyl. The cities like San Francisco and Seattle have experimented with their own crack pipe kit distributions. They say others have backed away from such plans. Louisville, Kentucky allowed convenience stores to sell drug kits before later banning them from doing so. So we're seeing it, you know, Seattle and San Francisco, liberal cities. It said, meanwhile, the DOJ signaled Monday it would allow safe injection sites to open up across the U.S. Such sites would be safe havens where drug users can use heroin and other narcotics freely without risking arrest in an environment monitored by health professionals. So we're going to just basically have legal trap houses now. Well, y'all just basically want to have a legal trap house. Let Pookie and Ray Ray out then. Y'all busted Pookie and Ray Ray all that time when they had their trap house, right? And all of a sudden, see this goes back to even the weed thing. Brothers were selling that, locking brothers up, but then all of a sudden they changed the law and they say, oh, it's legal now. And look, that people could legally sell it. Here's a license. And then the people who mostly got the license don't look like me and you. They shut black people out of that, the legal sale of it. It's hard for black people to get involved with that, right? Now you're talking about having legal trap houses, but Pookie and Ray Ray got locked up for their trap houses. Oh, well, we're going to have them being monitored by professionals. Like, do you, ladies and gentlemen, do you realize the degeneracy that this would cause in a society? I mean, I would never thought in my life that an American president would be advocating this. When I was growing up, Ronald Reagan was on, you know, the president when I was growing up as a kid in that time in the 80s, you know, and Ronald Reagan, you know, Nancy Reagan would be like, you know, stay off drugs, got the DARE program. Those of you in my age group, you know, Gen X, you remember the DARE program, you know, say no to drugs and all that. You remember the commercial, you know, where the little boy had, you know, he was smoking something and he told the little dad, say, well, I learned it from you. You know, that commercial or whatever. I mean, so, but now we got this president is advocating legal trap houses. So this goes even further than just the pipes, y'all. And you're not going to go to jail. Now, they say the DOJ told the Associated Press it was evaluating such facilities and talking to regulators about the appropriate guardrails. It said DOJ under the Trump administration had prosecutors who fought aggressively against the plan to open safe consumption sites in Philadelphia. And that's right. Why you want people getting high? They said, although we cannot comment on pending litigation, the department's evaluating supervised consumption sites, including discussions with state and local regulators about appropriate guardrails for such sites. As part of an overall approach to harm reduction and public safety, the agency said in a statement, I said, a divided appeals court last year ruled the safe injection sites were violating 1980s era drug law aimed at crack houses. It said the Supreme Court in October declined to take up the case. It said about 6 weeks later, the first official authorized safe injection site opened up in NYC. It said the two facilities, which the city calls overdose prevention centers, they provide a monitor place for drug use to partake with staffers and supplies on hand to reverse overdoses. Once again, Democrat state, Democrat city, Democrat mayor. They say the NYC sites so far have intervened in more than 110 overdoses among more than 500 users, many who have made multiple visits, according to OnPoint NYC, the organization running them. So however, critics say they are only encouraging drug use, which they are, and saying burdening the surrounding communities. Now, a person says, is this a cruel joke? The drug overdose deaths are the highest recorded levels. Say the Biden administration focused on stopping traffickers instead of creating more demand for their product. That's what Senator Tom Cotton said on Twitter. Now, this is the thing, y'all. That's you know, even though we kind of upset about this, you know, we definitely look at this as a slap in the face when he says the term racial equity, you know, and we clearly want to make sure that we want to put out, you know, the full information of what's going on. And they want to give more money to people who's involved with underserved communities. And they say that underserved means LGBT. They said it means African-American or Native American. Okay. So that those people will get more money to make sure that our people could stay bogged down on a substance that's destroying them. But let's look a little deeper. Why is it that they want to encourage drug use? Why? If you're zoned out of your mind, you're not thinking about anything. You're not being productive. You're being completely dependent on the government at that point. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to question anything that they're doing. You're not going to, you know, try to engage politically with anything that's going on in the country. You're just going to be zoned out. So it seems like that, you know, they want people zoned out. And it goes back to not even just this situation, ladies and gentlemen. It goes to the dumbing down of America. Okay. I'm telling you, in the past 25 years, this country has literally changed so much. It's like we're not even in the same country. And I remember in 2019, it just came to me and I started seeing this in a video. And I said, by 2030, you won't even know America. It would be so changed that you'd be like, what in the hell are we living at now? And it seems like ever since that came to me in 2019, it's like every year since that came to me, we're literally seeing the most craziest things. We're literally seeing, like what Minister Farrakhan said, the unraveling of a great nation. We're literally seeing this because this is crazy. I have never heard of no president in any other country advocating this for their citizens. If anything, you should be spending that money to promote rehab centers, promote job training, promote after school programs for children. All this crime that's going on right now, this crime, a lot of it's going on because of, poverty. You know, I mean, the economy did suffer. So when you have more poverty, you're going to have more crime. That's just bottom line, right? The best way to reduce crime is to get people, back to work and help people, you know, in their situations. That's the best thing. But instead of taking $30 million on that, now I heard one person was saying, oh, well, you know, shoot, that's $30 million. That could be a start of reparations. No, it won't. No, it won't. Let me give you some numbers why it won't. $30 million will only give black folks 69 cents each. And I'm talking about based off of, if you minus off the 4.9 million black immigrants wouldn't be eligible, it will only be 69 cents. A down payment on reparations actually would be $30 billion. If you want to go on what they was trying to give the immigrants, they would, you know, before everybody spoke up about it, 450,000, that reparation would have to be $19.3 trillion actually for everybody to get $450,000. So this will give you the math on that. But when you are bogged down and you strung out on something, and this is one thing that, you know, they do that on purpose, right? If you looked at history, they've always tried to get, you know, enemy combatants and stuff like that on some sort of drug or some sort of vice. Okay. Because you're on the drug or you're a vice, one thing you're not going to do is pay attention to anything. You're not going to fight for freedom. You're not going to fight for justice. You're not going to fight for anything. Okay. Because you're just so strung out. when we talk about, you know, the war that's being waged against us as a people, psychologically, physically, the war is being waged, you know, in the media against us. We know the mainstream media is the mouthpiece of white supremacy. It don't matter the left wing or right wing. They all on code about being against us. Understand what I'm saying? So we cannot, ladies and gentlemen, partake of the devil's pipes. We cannot partake, you know, smoking the devil's weed. And yes, I say that because some of you are so addicted to that mess. That stuff not pure. That stuff has full of chemicals. If you go read and go Dr. Wesley Muhammad, go read his work and his findings about what's in that and about how it's messing y'all up. Okay. Some people act like they can't go a day without that mess. You know, they give all kind of justifications why they need to do it. You know, they try to get all, oh, it comes from the earth. It comes from this. It comes from that. It's a vice for you. It's a vice. You're addicted to it. It's taking your money. And that's another way these people can control you, because it's a vice. You may not be on, with the crack or, you know, meth or anything like that, but it's still a vice. Some of you drink too much. Some of you, you know, you drink yourself to you're drunk, to you acting a fool and everything else. Some of you want to do it every week. Some people, unfortunately, do it every day. Unfortunately, you know, we can't. The Bible teaches to be ye sober and vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is roaming around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. You understand? And that's something I believe in. Like, even if I go out in public, I don't want to drink anything. I want to stay sober. Now, if I drink something, it'd be at my house. And if I drink anything, you know, I like to drink a little wine, you know, and that means I like the taste of it. And that's it. You know, I don't even know how I feel to be drunk. I've never been drunk a day in my life because I never liked what I saw with people. I don't want to be high on nothing. Well, I don't know what I'm doing or what I'm saying. Or, oh, I blacked out. I don't know what I did. No, hell no. You know, so we have to be smart, folks. We have to be smart. Don't fall for the okie doke again. Our people fell for the okie doke. And even if the devil puts something in your lap or tried to, you don't have to smoke it and you don't have to drink it. Nobody's forcing you to do anything. We got to start practicing some discipline as a people. Okay. We can't just put everything to our mouth. Put everything, watch any old thing, hear any old thing. We got to protect our peace and ourselves at all time, you know, and I'm talking to those who are definitely disciplined enough to do so. There's those of us, unfortunately, that will fall by the wayside, you know, and we can't do nothing about that. But those of you, you know, who definitely hear the sound of my voice, who understand, you know, discipline and not to be, you know, putting any kind of foreign matter in your body like that. Cause you know, everybody wants to talk about, you know, the jabs and all of that. And, oh, everybody was hardcore. What's in it? X, Y, Z. But nobody's hardcore about what's in that liquor you're drinking. Nobody's hardcore about that weed you're smoking. And nobody hardcore about anything else that you're putting in your mouth. You know, so we just got to be careful. Like I'm saying, we got to be careful as a people. Of course, we definitely got to stand up against this. I mean, we can definitely use $30 million for something else more productive in society than this. You know, this is, to me, is degeneracy. And this is why, you know, I just know, I said that and I meant that. I just got to find the right place for me and my family, you know, to be. I mean, I always said I wanted to go back and forth, but like, this is not a place for our children. I mean, think about this. Look at the society we really live in, people. Let's really think about it. I mean, this is not a society for our children to grow up in. I mean, you look at what they promote, even if you go look at that show, Encanto with Disney. I want you to go look at one of the female characters in that show. And then you leave me a comment. Some of you probably already seen it. It's like, what the hell is this character? I mean, look like a swole up man, but it's a woman. Like, I mean, this is the things that they're promoting even to our children. So it's not even, it's like this degeneracy after degeneracy that they're promoting. So we need to circle our wagons as a community. Of course, stand against this, have some discipline about ourselves and say we're not going to take the devil's vices, because we know what the devil wants to do. The devil wants to destroy us. And the easiest way to destroy us is through vices. You know, you get these vices, you go out there doing things you shouldn't be doing, you go to jail or you get diseases or whatever, then the devil got you. This is the time, you know, a lot of y'all be talking about the Lord. Well, this is the time for y'all to start practicing that discipline through the Lord. But these people and the way they operate, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, they are doing the most desperate things ever. And then you got these midterms coming up. I always tell people, make sure that, you know, definitely you are registered to vote. Because even if you don't do something federally, you can do something locally. And I always tell people, you should have your driving license, your voter registration card, your passport. And when you get the passport, get the book and the card. Have both. You understand what I'm saying? And you should have your Second Amendment protection in your house. Firm believer, that's the things that you should have legally. Of course, everything legal, what I'm talking about. But this is early degeneracy. It's disrespectful. Definitely. But are we really surprised at this? But I just want to kind of hear from the Biden supporters on this. What is your take on this? I mean, I'd like to, for you to explain how this is racial equity, especially if you remember the crack epidemic and what happened to a lot of our brothers and sisters during that time. Explain to me how this is racial equity. How is this going to really help the black community? How? We have a lot of things that we need help with, but we don't need to put the devil's vices in our body. No, we don't need that mess. But thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today on the podcast. We greatly appreciate you being here with us. If it's your first time, make sure you subscribe. The subscribing and let you know when we have posted another podcast. Go ahead and click the like button. Let people know, you know, that, hey, you know, we like the program and it help in the algorithm some way, somehow. Right. And if you also enjoy the program, consider donating a love offering. You know, love offerings definitely help us out. We greatly appreciate the love offerings that, you know, was donated yesterday. You know, we greatly appreciate that. We say may the Lord return that to you tenfold. Any of you who have donated yesterday or the day before. But thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening, and see you next time.